Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, you know what? We're going to talk right now about not letting other people influence you. You know, it's very hard in the world we live in today, whether it's your platonic friends, romantic prospects, mentors, the list could go on and on, but it's very easy to get influenced by the people who we want to like us, the people who we want to get to know, or the people who we just want something from. And it doesn't always have to be insidious. But what I see in my own life and other people's lives, when I see people wanting to eschew accountability, when I see other people blaming other people for their circumstances, when they themselves are the common denominator, my friends, I want to encourage you today to take that power back, to stop blaming other people for your problems, to stop letting other people influence your emotions, your time schedules, all these things. You know, everybody goes through this phase, you know, it can even be something silly. It is so hard to master your emotions, and even when you think you have, it doesn't take very much. Or just a different, something out of left field to hit you. And then all of a sudden, you're caught off guard. Your defenses were lowered, whatever it is. And now you're kind of off. And I've been in that. In fact, I'm kind of in that right now. I'll be honest with you. I don't like to make this about me, because at the end of the day, this is, I want you to be able to help benefit your life. That is what this show is about. But when it comes to my own experiences, you know, I don't normally let, I'm pretty selective with who I invest in and what I do with my life, but sometimes I let people in, man, and I regret it. And you know what? I don't get mad at them. I get mad at myself. Have you, my friends, ever been in that situation where you want to bring someone on board, or even if you know, I think it was Selena Gomez who said that she wrote a song called "The Heart Wants What It Wants"? Because sometimes we just have that. Sometimes we just wanted something and it didn't work out. And I don't believe in having a relationship, but sometimes stuff just happens, man. And you have to have the wherewithal to not let the emotions cripple you. You have to be able to keep yourself grounded. That takes real discipline. That takes true mastery of self. My friend, stop letting other people have the power over you. You're giving them the power. You need to take it back. You know, a lot of women use like this weird Sphinxian language related to this topic, but I don't like to use just weird, vague crap. I like to give people actual information, because that's what I think would best benefit myself and by extension you who listen to the show. So how can you actively take back the power and not let other people influence you? Number one, you need to decide who you are. You know, if you're anything like me, I'll have these random, like, memories from whether it's movies or books or sometimes even from real life of things related to what I'm going through. And yesterday, actually not yesterday, it was earlier today actually, I was kind of feeling down, I was unhappy with myself, and this line from The Lion King, from Mufasa, jumped out at me, and it was like, "Remember who you are." And I know it sounds corny, I get that, it might sound corny to you, but you, my friend, yes, you listening to the show, you're going to go through these ups and downs if you haven't already and you're not in it right now. This is unavoidable. So when these things happen, that sometimes they sneak up on you. It's not always direct. But you have to be willing to take the accountability and say, you know what? I put myself in that position to be vulnerable, and that was a mistake. I took that chance and I failed, and I'm going to learn from that. That is taking it back. You take the accountability, and that will lead you to personal growth and to freedom. And it's really tough. I know it's not fun. It's very easy to just play yourself as the victim and move on. Very easy. But nothing that's worth doing in this life is easy. That's why I encourage you to just take the accountability. Take the L, charge it to the game. Whether the game is romantic, platonic, doesn't matter. Professional even. Chop it to the game. Move on. Getting mad, upset, emotional. Find a way to utilize that energy. And once you do, move on. Just don't feed it. Because the more you feed it, the more you're going to get insecure, unhappy. The more it's going to eat away at you. My friends, remember who you are. Who do you want to be? Who is it you want to become? Is what you're doing contributing to that? If you want to be a millionaire, do you think that being upset, do you think that drowning yourself in your own pity party, do you think it's going to help? Do you think blaming other people for your problems is going to help you? I'll give you the answer. The answer is no. The difference between someone who's mature and someone who's immature is their ability to take accountability, learn, adjust, and move forward. My friends, do not let other people tell you otherwise. You must have a filter through which everybody's information comes through. You have to sort that out into, am I going to use this? Am I not going to use this? I might leave this for later. But nobody gets my emotions out of me without my permission. Nobody accesses my wallet, my sanity. No one accesses me without my approval, without my consent. No one does it. And once you accept that, you will not be a victim in your own life anymore. You won't feel like a passenger in the car that's driving your life. My friends, I know that this might... I hope I'm not projecting too much. I realize that sometimes the personal stuff can exude out on the show. And I hope that's not the case. I hope you learn to take the power back and not let other people run your life, or for you to be a servant to your own emotions, or to just not have the ability to be in control. And with control comes accountability and a lot of the dark sides of it, but it is worth it. It is worth it because that is how you ascend to the next level. My friends, this is probably gonna be a little shorter than normal, but I really just wanted to get this out here. I think this is extremely important for everybody to hear today. Again, I encourage you to question everything you heard. Apply it to your life. If you have any thoughts, comments, concerns, feel free to leave it. Until next time, I appreciate you. See you next time. Peace.